Our guest at the cafe this morning is Associate Professor of Counseling, Dr. Lavelle Hendricks. Lavelle, good morning.
Good morning, John Mark. How are you?
Wonderful. And you just got back from Costa Rica.
Just got back from Costa Rica, John Mark. This is a wonderful program. The University of Costa Rica, the National Psychiatric Hospital there, has a memorandum of agreement with Texas A&M University of Commerce, which allows for myself and several of my students to go down twice a year. This is supported in part by Jacques Fouqua over in the International Studies Office, Global Programs, my dean, Dr. Tim Letzring, my department head, Dr. Jennifer Schrader. We get a chance to take students down to see the various type of treatments that they're doing with folks who are addicted to alcohol and other drugs.
Mm-hmm. Why Costa Rica?
Well, several reasons. This is my 10th or 11th visit there. Years ago, we decided we'd become a Hispanic-serving institution here at the university, and I was given the option to look at different parts around the world. And of course, I decided to look upon Central America there, and Costa Rica, Nicaragua, Honduras, and other places.
Mm-hmm. Central America, in particular, Nicaragua, known for drug trafficking. Is that a big problem in Costa Rica also?
Not necessarily a big problem in Costa Rica, but there in Nicaragua, as you know, from former years, the problems that they had in that country. But Costa Rica is more of alcohol and marijuana. The beautiful thing about Costa Rica is, as you know, here in the United States, smoking is a serious issue. We have 400,000 people die from smoking-related illnesses every year. Well, Costa Rica has taken a stand against nicotine addiction. I mean, it's just totally taboo. You just don't smoke in public there in Costa Rica. So, again, their issues is dealing with marijuana and alcohol use.
Mm-hmm. I was looking up a little bit about Costa Rica, and fairly or not, Costa Rica is known for drug tourism. Supposedly, people go to Costa Rica in order to use drugs, although drugs are illegal there the way they are for the most part.
Yeah, it's totally illegal for drug use over there, but because they have such a socialist form of government, they do provide treatment for anyone who has an addiction to alcohol or any other type of drugs that are there. And over there, John Mark, for the most part, they have four different models, and the students get exposed to those. One is psychotherapy. Second one is a psychological assessment, or they use a medical model for treatment. And then also they have a very faith-based model for treatment because Catholicism plays such an important role there in that part of the world.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling here at A&M Commerce, and just got back from Costa Rica for a class he teaches there. Now, they have, you said, some somewhat different approaches to treating drug addiction from what are common here.
Well, there are a lot of similarities, but the thing to remember, John Mark, for the most part, is when we're working with IAFA, IAFA is the equivalent of our drug policy board here in the United States. They'll go through various treatment, and about 21 to 28 days, you got relapse with individuals. Those numbers fall similar to what we're having here in the United States. So you can see drug addiction is universal. And the language that we always use is that for the most part, when it comes to treatment, ultimately is until a person gets sick and tired of being sick and tired, the cycle repeats itself. Please understand that addiction in itself is a brain disease. And for the most part, if you broke your arm, we'd take you to a medical doctor. Yeah. Well, we have to get people in treatment. And here at the university and our community counseling clinic or in our community center in Halliday Student Services Build, we provide services for all of our students.
Mm-hmm. Do Costa Rican students come here?
Not yet. We haven't crossed that line yet, but we are working with the University of Costa Rica, hopefully get some students over here as well. But the students that we take, I took three students with me this time. Normally I take about seven. They love the experience. They look forward to it and looking forward to going back in December for the conference.
You take them to the beach?
We really have a very, 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 very tight schedule.
All right.
I'm serious, John Mike. It's a very tight schedule there. They love me for keeping it tight because we go there for educational reasons. That's the most important thing.
Very good.
Well, I read that Costa Rica is known for the beautiful beaches.
Now, that they do. And, of course, the students get a chance to see it when we're flying in. But it's always about education.
Wow. You're a taskmaster, Lavelle.
Oh, and I'm just trying to stay focused here on what my responsibilities are.
Okay. Hey, Lavelle is also on the Commerce School Board, and you say you're making progress in the superintendent.
Very much so. We've narrowed it down to about 15 candidates, and we'll be moving forward. Of course, we'll keep the community abreast of all the changes and things that are going forward.
Okay. Awfully hot outside. You staying with that hot chocolate?
I'm definitely staying with that hot chocolate. You kind of hear my voice coming back from Costa Rica. I was missing my hot chocolate. I wish I could get in touch with John Mark to get some hot chocolate.
Lavelle, Thanks for sitting down with us again.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Lavelle Hendricks, Associate Professor of Counseling at A&M Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.